Listen, we have got things we have got to do here, and this is the most important thing.
The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. Oh, boy. Checking in at
number five.
And then there were 20. Kristen Gillibrand, New York State Senator, or New York Senator, U.S. Senator from New York, has just officially dropped out of the race for the presidency.
I know this isn't the result we wanted. We wanted to win this race. But it's important to know when it's not your time. And to know how you can best serve your community and country. I believe I can best serve by helping to unite us to beat Donald Trump in 2020. Our work is not done, and we have a clear mission in front of us. We have to defeat President Trump, flip the Senate, and elect women up and down the ballot. I can't wait to keep speaking out, marching, and fighting.
Okay. All right. We got it. You left.
We had a good run.
What? I kept waiting for a second. Would you turn that music down?
Kind of like the end of every John Hughes movie in the 80s, you know?
Right.
The Dream Academy on the soundtrack. I'm right. Going to marry him.
That's the damn thing. Is it? And the music just kept going up. Even the guy producing the video was like, all right,
we don't
want to
hear this. There's too much. We don't want to hear that.
Oh, my God. It's too bad.
He was playing her off like the Oscars. We got to go.
My agent.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were not, you know what? Okay, fine. You know, you were. I thought she was going to have a shot.
I did too at one point early on.
You notice all the moderates are out.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows what the hell they're doing is out.
Uh-oh.
You got Joe Biden, who's a moderate, but he no longer knows what he's doing.
No. He doesn't know what year it is.
Right.
Where he is.
You've got Elizabeth Warren, who now seems like the most sane of all the Democrats who is running, because at least she can complete a sentence. She actually has a thought that she can take from the beginning to the end of the thought.
Mm-hmm.
She has that, which I think is very lovely.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good quality to have when you want to be president of the United States of America.
I believe that's correct. But you know, she has some history of political philosophy that I think is going to be a little harder to sell. Mm. But then again, you got a guy who's trying to sell us a timeshare at Doral.
And he's beautiful bungalows.
And the attorney general just had to pay him $30,000. Had to pay the president $30,000 for a party he's going to throw for Christmas. It's like everything that you could possibly imagine. Mm. And he's mad at Fox News Channel for no longer being
didn't work for us anymore.
On his side. We need a new news network. He did tweet earlier today.
Yeah.
Must make them feel good.
So,
well, Kamala Harris, Andrew Yang, and Tulsi Gabbard are all jumping on to Senator Gillibrand to tell him how proud of her they are.
Okay.
So, and they want her 0.2% that
she's polling. Exactly. All 15 voters are moving to Andrew Yang. Do you see that Andrew Yang actually had a little bit of a resurgence?
Oh,
Andrew Yang is now like, you
the
know,
Yang Gang?
If you go from the top, you got your, you know, your Biden, just if you aggregate all these polls, you got your Biden, Warren,
Bernie
is there, right with neck and neck with Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
He's
right. He's
sort of there. Yeah.
And then you got Kamala Harris, who fluctuates either side of Buttigieg. And then right below that, you got Cory
Booker.
Everybody
else.
And Yang now, which I think is kind of weird.
Hmm.
I just don't understand what goes on there. But we've had him on. He's just as unelectable as anybody else in this field.
Right. I can get, he's
but
like,
isn't
I can
he
get
one
38% of,
those, of
the vote.
Isn't he one of those universal income guys?
Yeah.
Okay. It's very popular.
See, now, right. So, like, Gillibrand, who was a real, you know, senator and had real thoughts.
Yeah.
Klobuchar is going to be the next step to do this. She thinks she's going to be picking up on this. She won't be.
No.
All the moderates, all the people who had any kind of portfolio are out.
Hmm.
I mean, Elon Musk should just be running right now.
Al Gore. I think Al Gore would do good.
That's right. I'm not in it yet, but I could get right back in the thing right now because
sure
the
could.
Earth has a fever. I just got back from the Amazon where I was putting out a fire.
18% right there. Just by. With the losers.
I have lost all that weight that I gained after 2000.
Oh, yes. Has he slimmed down?
Very much so.
Mm.
But I still do wear a muumuu on the weekend.
Mm.
Gore Carey. How about Gore Carey? And then they could put like Jimmy Carter in the cabinet because he makes actual cabinets.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter could jump in here.
I can't jump anymore.
I don't know. Maybe not jump. He can walk slowly.
One of those bathtubs with the door.
Here is my opportunity. You know who's sitting out. You know who's sitting out there. You know what? I could come back. I could try it again. And I know technically you're not supposed to do it, but it's over two different centuries. So I think there's a law, and there are no rules anymore. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Checking in at
number four.
Lori Lightfoot says that the budget deficit facing the city is the largest in recent memory. Well, it's the largest ever, actually. Never had a number like this before. Ooh. I like to say it like the president says it. Never seen a number like this before. Biggest number, biggest crowd deficit in the history of crowd deficits. And she's going to do this thing tomorrow night in a televised State of the City address, which you can hear right here on WGN Radio
at
6 p.m. And then we're going to have the thoughts of what she said. It's about 20 minutes, and then we'll talk about it. Now, the speech is going to focus on what she is calling the painful reality of this massive budget deficit and how are we going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
She sat down with Fox Chicago Sylvia Perez to talk about the variety of options like a hiring freeze.
I am not, and we're never going to do anything to compromise safety. We're at about 13,000 sworn positions, which is the highest headcount that we've had in about 15 years. So I feel good about where we are, but we'll be carefully calibrating it, and if we need to make any adjustments, we will. But what I'm challenging the police department to do is tell me how you can live within these means, make sure that we've got the right resources in the right places to respond to the needs of residents in our neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways to make money, Cranes had today, selling Lake Michigan water to places like Joliet. In advanced discussions with Joliet.
I get the money
the
up
water.
Front. If I'm going to Joliet. Jeez. I was in Joliet over the weekend. Get the money up front. Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Selling
when
water.
When I was in Joliet over the weekend, I go, you know, like I used to do for the federal, I go to the prison down there, mm-hmm. and I just do weekends down there for time served.
Okay. Oh.
Well, just because I know I'm going to do something eventually.
Oh, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. How about bottling Lake Michigan water and selling it to the Europeans and claiming it's better than anything else?
Yeah, like Evian.
Right.
Come up with a fun name for it.
Yeah. Michigan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put some accents, agus, and things on
there. Yeah, right.
Right.
Goose, right. Okay. there is a lot of goose in the lake, actually, uh-huh. that you can put right in there.
That's free.
Yeah.
You can have that for free.
All right. Now, what about property taxes?
I've been very upfront about the fact that we have taken a lot of measures to make sure that we are building efficiencies in the way that we're operating. But even with those measures, we're still looking at a sizable deficit for next year. So it's going to be really important that we continue to dig down deep. We put a survey out asking for residents to provide us with ideas. But there's no question that we're going to have to look to additional revenue sources, okay. particularly when we think about the mandatory pension payment that we have to make next year.
Okay. I want to start. Let's get that Kristen Gillibrand music and play it behind her and start playing her off.
That's
the
good
answers
idea.
Are too long.
Ooh.
Just
too
tell
long?
Us. Yes. She's, just tell us. Are you raising property taxes?
She's going to
yes
tell you tomorrow in a primetime address, which we'll be covering here on WGN Radio.
Okay. And is she worried about the Chicago Exodus? I heard somebody else say this and it worked before. Chicago Exodus, where people are leaving the city because of the taxes.
Of course I am. I mean, we have to be a city of growth, not exodus. So everything that we are doing is focused on what we can do to grow our economy, to get the people who are here to feel like Chicago can be their home because it's safe, because it's affordable, because we have good schools, that we have the right kind of business climate, and that we are looking to the neighborhoods to strengthen them and make them vibrant.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. We'll see what
we'll be listening.
Happens tomorrow. Yes, we will be here. We have to be here.
We have to be here anyway. We'll
we're
be
assigned,
more than listening.
We're assigned
we'll be
to
covering
listen to
it.
This. Yeah. All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, and 1. But first, let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Chicago-based McDonald's addressing sexual harassment among employees. We'll bring you the details coming up.
Catch Living Healthy Chicago this Saturday at 9 a.m. Learn about the struggles and successes of everyday Chicagoans with health and fitness. Living Healthy Saturday at 9 a.m. on WGN-TV.
All right, Top 5-5 continues on the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis. Here we go.
Number 3.
Judge Mathis lost his cool.
Hmm.
Out to dinner. He was at Flood's Bar and Grill in Detroit. He allegedly got into a bit of an altercation with one of the valets. Pert claims, and when the judge finished his dinner, he went out to get his car, a Rolls Royce.
Oh, life's good.
That TV judge money, pretty good. However, one of the valets had taken the TV judge's keys in his pocket while he was out retrieving another customer's car. Uh-oh. So that's when the situation escalated. Restaurant worker tried to explain that the other car was parked far away, and Mathis then reportedly spit on the valet before driving off. Then he had to explain to TMZ what happened according to him.
First of all, it was a 40-minute wait, and when he came, yes, I yelled at him and asked why would he take my car for 40 minutes or the keys to my car, and he began to apologize, and then he said something, I think, of I went to the store or something that was more ridiculous than the apology, and so we had a little verbal back and forth, and that was the extent of it. It was no spitting. You know, there were six witnesses there. I don't know whether this is a money grab, which I suspect it is. I shouldn't have went back and forth yelling, but of course, anyone waiting 40 minutes, and then the guy comes up and says that he had the keys in his pocket instead of leaving it with the other staff is fine.
Hmm. Yeah, well, it's a Rolls Royce. I think that's we figured that out.
Wouldn't it be good now if he goes on Judge Judy to make his case?
Yeah, I like the way he said, first of all, isn't that how most of their stories turn out in the courtroom of Judge
now.
Matt? First of all, Judge.
Yeah. Get it together.
Second.
Judge Judy yelling at him.
You shouldn't be dating your tenant anyway. Maybe you get your rent on time. There's a lot of those, it seems like. Yeah.
I love TMZ.
That's right. We're moving on. Judge recessed.
Wait, did you want to finish that thought?
TMZ said he hocked loogie in valet's face.
Oh, gosh.
So I thought that was pretty graphic.
Oh, golly. Oh, man.
Was it a 2019 loogie? Those were very expensive.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Oh, God. All right. Joaquin Phoenix's Joker is getting a closer look at the new trailer released this afternoon. Todd Phillips directs the 1981 set film that centers on Arthur Fleck, a clown who dreams of becoming a stand-up comedian. Is that really the origin story?
It is this time.
Oh, our geeks, our comic book geeks, are telling me that that is, in fact, the case.
Mm-hmm. Lawrence,
I don't have every super background.
Oh, all right then.
Maybe
finally,
Alligator Jones.
Way to let us down. I admittedly did not know that about the Joker.
Arthur Fleck.
All right, so I'm being told by Brian that that is in fact the case.
Okay.
The film was drawn comparisons to King of Comedy, the Scorsese film from 1982, which starred Robert De Niro as an aspiring stand-up who, well, he goes a little off the rails, if you will. Decides to go in a different direction as a comic. More of a kidnapper than a comic. But the trailer also hints that maybe Joaquin Phoenix dips further into the mental illness and insanity of said Joker.
Arthur, I have some bad news for you. This is the last time we'll be meeting.
You don't listen, do you? You just ask the same questions every week. How's your job? Are you having any negative thoughts? All I have are negative thoughts.
Yeah, boy. Okay.
I'm creeped out.
Done.
I'm very creeped out by that.
Oscar buzz for Joaquin on this one.
I'll bet. Yeah. He's great.
He's a great actor.
Great.
Heath Ledger won supporting actor posthumously for The Dark Knight. But that one, he was already the Joker in the movie. You know, when we first time we saw him, he had already become the Joker.
Yeah. Right.
And Jack Nicholson, you know, he just fell in a big giant vat of overacting for the one he did. Remember?
And over makeup.
He's a great actor, but that was not a great Joker.
Too much lipstick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. They decided. was that Tim Burton? Not Tim Burton. Was it Tim Burton who directed that series of films?
Yeah,
I think that was before Chris Nolan,
Michael Keaton, Batman.
Yeah. So Tim Burton was like, more.
Yeah.
Do it more.
Those are interesting looking, but they don't hold up all that well. Those early Batman films.
They're creepy. They really do feel like 1990.
Yeah, very much so. And then Clooney showed up. That didn't help. Yeah, with Robin.
Number one.
Okay, so the NFL kicking off the 100th season. So NBC. You know, they're going to have the big game next Thursday, week from tomorrow, right? Yes, Bears, Packers, 100th anniversary,
Huge.
Big deal.
Really?
Bears are going to win, but they need to have a promo to promote the season. They want to get everybody excited.
Good.
So you got Al Michaels, right?
Makes sense.
Great, the great Al Michaels,
right?
And Betty White.
You know, that's the thing about kicking off the NFL's 100th season. I don't think there's anybody out there who can possibly put that into words.
I can.
Betty Weiss?
B-Dog's talking now. 100 years of NFL history. The Packers and the Bears. There's only one thing more badass than this year's kickoff. And you're looking at her.
I love her.
I do too.
Love Betty White. Oak
she was
Park,
at
Illinois.
The first game.
Well, you know.
So there was,
she's
that,
97.
Yeah, I mean, the NFL's only 3 years older. Think about that.
And is she a Bears fan? Do we know this about her? Because she's from here, Oak Park, but I don't know if...
I think in the first 5 years of the franchise, they weren't drawing a hole. They weren't, you know.
She's been around since then. I mean, you have like the Ashton Kutchers of the world who still wear the Bears hats and go to the Bears games occasionally when they go to the Super Bowl.
Remember that, Richard? Remember when we met Ashton Kutcher at the Bears game?
The exact opposite of the John Travolta experience.
Yeah, I can picture that. What get out they, of my way.
That they, was Ashton Kutcher, not a fan of Richard Roper's, I would say.
Certainly not.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what you did to him in the movie. There were 15 movies with the exact same plot where two best friends decided they're going to become lovers.
They're always like, just my luck. Mm-hmm. Of all the things.
I had no idea.
It could happen to me.
She was standing right in front of me.
All along,
apparently,
that was a bad time for movies.
Apparently the review of that was something that stuck.
He didn't like it.
Yeah. With Ashton Kutcher, and he let it be known. So that was quite a moment.
Those shrimp, those shrimp aren't for you, and that Skybox slapping my hand, basically.
All right, let's close this thing up, and then we got to do the news here, don't we? Yeah, yes, we do. That's right. There we go.
The top five at five.
Tim Gordon's news brought to you by Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace.